15. Mike heaved the futon up and let it drop down onto the frame. The metal pipes rattled. He tossed the pillow at one end, unwrapped the blanket, and called the bed done, for now. The furniture filled the space just enough so it didn't feel empty. He'd chosen bright appliances deliberately to add some color. The noise of the little fridge and the smell of leftover pizza gave it some life. He'd need to see if there were any spare roach traps, just in case the food attracted them. The files were on the table now. They were still closed. He'd moved them there when he folded up the cot and pushed it over to the door. He glanced at his phone. Not even 10 o'clock. He was going to be up for another 2 hours, maybe more. Time to start earning his pay. The geometry teacher at his school, Jack Casey, was a self-confessed alcoholic, 6 years sober this summer. He told Mike about standing outside bars for half an hour, arguing with himself about going in for just one drink. He wasn't afraid of drinking, he explained. He was afraid of not being able to stop. It was like a constant stress dream of driving and not being able to hit the brake pedal no matter how many times he stomped his foot down. Mike knew just what he meant. He closed his eyes and took a few breaths to calm his nerves. He found the first report with his fingers. He opened the file and his eyes at the same time. Mike flipped through the first report. 8 pages. 3 and 5 had text on both sides, plus notes on the inside cover. Signatures from Arthur, Olaf, and Neil on different pages. The second report was 9 pages, 2 double-sided again. Page 7 was folded on the upper left corner. The same 3 signatures. The third report was 8 pages, 4 double-sided this time, although 1 was only 3 handwritten lines. There was a post-it note on page 6 with 2 lines about processor power, signed with a capital J. Mike flagged the handwriting as Jamie's. The 4th report, the 5th report, the 6th report. He opened each file, turned each page over, and set it aside. It gave him a steady pace of about 2 files every minute. His mind worked slower than his eyes took things in, but not by much. Patterns began to develop. He arranged the reports in mental rows and columns. He called up the reports Reggie had given him, the ones he'd read on the flight out to San Diego, and his chart expanded into 3 dimensions. The 14th report was the first one to not include Arthur's signature. The 15th report. The 16th. The 17th. There were scattered pictures and diagrams in the reports. Mike constructed a mental model of the main floor with the Albuquerque door components. He labeled many of them and began tagging them in relation to the different files. He'd need the maintenance logs, too. He could ask Arthur for them in the morning. The 20th report. The 21st. The 22nd. The 23rd report had an extra 2 pages from Jamie about speeding up calculation times. The 42nd was signed by Sasha instead of Neil. The 51st had a coffee cup stain on the upper right corner. The brown ring matched the circumference of Jamie's oversized mug. The black ants and red ants roamed free in his mind. Thought and memory. Hugin and Munin in Norse mythology. They charged at each other and became a seething mass of red and black static. Images and patterns rose and fell in the cloud as Mike made more and more and more connections. The 57th, the 58th, the 59th. The 63rd report had a note in the margins from Neil. Bugs were getting into the machinery, actual bugs. He'd found a few dozen of them in the Site B rings. Mike had never heard of green cockroaches before, and he wondered if they were native to San Diego. The 64th, the 65th, the 66th.